Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Faith, this week, the New York Times reported on some flaws in the TSA terrorist watch list, including the story of Mikey Hicks. He's a frequent traveler from New Jersey. For the past 6 years, he's been frisked every time he has tried to get on an airplane, even though he is what?
Even though he is an 8-year-old Boy Scout.
That's exactly right.
Cub Scout.
Oh, Cub Scout.
Cub Scout.
Cub Scout.
You got me.
Oh, sorry. We're taking away the point. Step aside, Osama. There's a new name in terror, Lil Mikey. Mikey Hicks shares his name with a more grown-up, actually dangerous person. And so he received his first pat-down at the age of 2. This measure included checking the toddler for explosives, checking his diaper, and pinching his widow cheeks. Mikey's mother, or in the TSA's view, the leader of Mikey's cell, said, quote, he's 8 years old, and while he may have terroristic tendencies at home, he does not have those on a plane. The TSA commented that every threat must be investigated, no matter how adorable. They're now investigating Mikey's known accomplice, Tickle Bin Elmo.
It really is. It's maddening, because the TSA is spending all this time on this Cub Scout, when Weeblos and Brownies are just gallivanting right through security.
It's terrible. They need to start profiling.
Well,
anybody with a kerchief gets pulled off.
I mean,
Weeblos sounds like some
Weeblos wobble,
to arms.
But they never fall down. Yeah.
Weeblo, Weeblo, Weeblo. It sounds like some call to war.
Mo, scientists at the American Physiological Society have published a breakthrough in the field of hamster studies. According to the scientist, hamsters who are given alcohol experience what?
Regrets the next morning?
Actually, you're close. It's not a mental thing. It's a physical thing.
Ooh, they get turned on by really ugly gerbils.
No, it is the next morning. It is the next morning.
Chinchillas.
Okay. They have hangovers.
Exactly. Yep. Hamsters get hangovers if you give them alcohol. The hamsters in the study were put into groups and given plain water, water with 10% alcohol, and water with 20% alcohol. The result? Hamsters who were hitting the bottle the hardest had the hardest time waking up the next morning. And there were, as you indicated, Mo, a lot of regrets, especially the hamster who woke up next to a Juju pet. Oh, no!
Oh, that's like, oh, God, that's horrible.
I hope the 20% alcohol drinkers didn't get on that wheel.
Oh, yeah, no, it's terrible when that happened, man. The cops were like, sir, I'd like you to step out of the little plastic ball.
Oh, and it
stand on one of your four legs.
Exactly.
That poor hamster on the habit trail of shame the next morning.